Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
Dennis Higashi has returned after a lengthy absence. And Dennis, it's really good to have you back.
Yes, Chris, thank you for inviting me back. It really is good to be here, and I'm looking forward to this portion.
Dennis, we have a life study today from the book of Hebrews, dealing again with this matter of the manna, and particularly hidden manna. The pictures and types have been a spiritual treat to us day by day as we have gone through and journeyed through the book of Hebrews, and I know you've stayed acquainted with the broadcasts as they have gone on. Today's is one that is especially nourishing. Particularly, Dennis, this is a message with a strong experiential tone or character to it, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, Hebrews is such a mysterious book to most Christians. This is why it's easy for us to avoid it or not read it. But through the life study of Hebrews, we can see that all the types and all the pictures there portray a rich experiential Christ that we can enjoy. And we see, and through the radio broadcast today, we will see something more of this hidden manna.
Yes, the hidden manna is a topic that may seem very lofty and very detached from a lot of people who are not that familiar, but we want to encourage them. Stay tuned for this. You'll be surprised, because this is really nothing to be afraid of. This is something to embrace, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
That's correct.
Now let's join Witness Lee with today's life study from Hebrews.
We have laid a little foundation in knowing the matter of manna. This term, hidden manna, is revealed in Revelation chapter 2. The Lord said to the church in Pergamos, if anyone would overcome, the Lord will give him to eat the hidden manna. Not only manna, but hidden manna. This hidden manna, it was not something new when the Lord Jesus said it. It was something already in Exodus chapter 16. And the first time when the children of Israel got into the experience of eating manna, God told them to take a small portion. Just such a small portion was kept in a pot, and that was put before the testimony. That was before the ark. The testimony in Exodus means the law, and we know the 2 tablets of the law were put into the ark. This portion of manna became the hidden manna. Now, the first point I wish to call your attention to is that manna came from heaven, from God, for his people. That was a real gift. Not a temporary gift, but a gift for 40 years. Morning after morning, this gift from the heavens came to them to feed them and to satisfy them. After their being satisfied, God said to them, you have to keep an omer of what you have enjoyed. And put this an omer of manna in front of me as a testimony, as a reminder that all your coming generations may be reminded that when you were wandering in the wilderness, you were just enjoying this heavenly food. Now, the open manna came from God, and the hidden manna was something offered back to God. The open manna came from God for people. And the hidden manna offered to God was for God. The open manna is people's portion. And the hidden manna is God's portion. It's quite meaningful. Manna typifies Christ. God gave Christ to us as a gift. Then, while we are enjoying Christ as our manna, we have to pick up the best portion and offer him to God. We have to offer Christ to God. In other words, if you are going to eat the hidden manna, first of all, you have to eat the open manna. Why? If you don't have the experience of open manna, you have no manna to offer to God to be the hidden manna. The hidden manna is the very manna which you experience, which you enjoy, and you offer to God. Then eventually God would say, because you are so intimate to him, God would say, come to my dining room and dine with me. Don't think if you have never enjoyed Christ as your manna, then out of a sudden, in the morning, you could enjoy him as your hidden manna. No, not like that. The hidden manna comes out of the open manna, which you enjoy. You enjoy manna, then you offer what you enjoy, a small portion to God. You will say, oh God, I just offer the very Christ whom I enjoy to you. Oh God, you gave Christ to me as my portion. Now I gave one-tenth of these to you as your portion. Then God will say, good child, come into my holy of holy and enjoy this portion with me. This is the hidden man.
Dennis, today we're talking about one of the deepest, most intimate experiences in the Christian life, and that is the enjoyment of this hidden manna. The description here is, I think, quite a lovely one. Many listeners may feel that this kind of experience could only be available to the most spiritual or lofty Christians. Is that an accurate understanding, Dennis, or is this kind of relationship and experience really something that God intends for all of his people?
I would say that this experience of the hidden manna is definitely not just for spiritual Christians. The experience of the hidden manna is available, and in fact, it's the desire of God's heart. God's desire is that every one of his people would enjoy the experience of the hidden manna. This is why we'd like to talk about the hidden manna today. In the Bible, there are two types of manna, the open manna and the hidden manna. The open manna was given freely as a gift by God to the children of Israel. It wasn't just given to the spiritual children of Israel. It was given to all of them. Everyone could have the opportunity to partake of the open manna. In the same way, the experience of the hidden manna is also open and available to all of God's children. And this is really the desire of God's heart. The experience of the hidden manna is really a sweet and, like you said, Chris, a lovely, lovely experience. Why? Because it brings us into a close, intimate, personal, I would even say affectionate contact with God himself. We enjoy Christ as our manna. Out of gratitude and out of our enjoyment of Christ, we'll offer the very enjoyment of Christ back to God for his portion. This is the basic concept of the hidden manna. In this way, when we enjoy Christ as the manna, we offer this very Christ back to God, and then God enjoys the very Christ that we have enjoyed. So Christ becomes the unique portion for God and for man, and the mutual enjoyment of God and man. We enjoy Christ, and God enjoys Christ. But God can only enjoy the Christ that we offer to him. So in this sense, the hidden manna is very, very unique and very, very special. And it is, as I repeat, the desire of God's heart that all of his children would enjoy this hidden manna, who is the very hidden Christ. But it also needs man's cooperation. From man's side, we also need to be the real pursuers and seekers of Christ.
Dennis, let me ask you a follow-up here. As you were talking, when we enjoy Christ, how do we offer that back to God?
Well, the very manna that we experience, that we enjoy, that we offer back to God as the top portion, We offer Christ in this way, mainly through our prayer with Him, mainly through our enjoyment of Him. In fact, God is only pleased with Christ. The Word says that Christ is the Beloved, the very Son of God. In the New Testament, it says that this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. So God is very well pleased with Christ Himself. We are also well pleased with this very Christ. And we can see this through the picture of the hidden manna here. The hidden manna is not something enigmatic. It's not something just far away. It is not just something for spiritual Christians. It is available and open to all of God's dear children.
Dennis, this is a very intimate and sweet experience that you're
Absolutely.
Describing today.
Right. Absolutely.
Let's go back to more of Witness Lee.
Many of us can check with our experiences. We all can say amen to this. When we enjoy Christ in a general way as our daily supply, spontaneously we do have a desire to offer the very Christ whom we enjoy to God for our thanksgiving. We do say, oh God, how I thank you. I thank you for the very Christ whom you give me and whom I've been enjoying all the time. Now I just like to offer him to you. The hidden manna comes out of the very manna whom we enjoy in a general way. God gives us Christ as our food. And then we are so grateful, full of gratitude to enjoy Christ. Out of this gratitude, we just bring Christ back to God. Christ becomes the choicest portion of our enjoyment for God's portion. And God would be pleased. And God would accept. And eventually, God would say, dear child, because now you are in the Holy of Holies. You are my errand today. You are my high priest today. You are not one serving me in the outer court. You are not one serving me in the holy place. You are one who is now with me in the Holy of Holies. So I serve you with what you have offered to me. Enjoy the choicest part of Christ with me. God will say this with you. Today, you can check this with your experience. When you enjoy Christ day by day, spontaneously, you do have a kind of thanksgiving to God, offering the very Christ whom you enjoy back to God. And God would be so pleased. And you would be so intimate to God, so close to God, right away you are in the Holy of Holies. Then God would say, here, you have to enjoy with me, to enjoy the hidden manna, to enjoy the hidden Christ. With the tabernacle, you have three stages of eating. The first stage of eating around the altar, eating all the sacrifices. Then the second stage of eating in the holy place around the show table, eating the show bread. Then in the Holy of Holies, you have the hidden manna in the golden pot. You know, the showbread is much finer than the sacrifices on the altar. Then you enjoy Christ as your showbread. You have to realize something deeper, something hidden, something higher. Then you will enjoy not only the resurrected Christ, but the exalted Christ, the uplifted Christ. And that means you will be in the Holy of Holies, to enjoy the special portion of Christ hidden in God. My, I'm in the Holy of Holies now. I'm eating something I never experienced. Something so hidden.
Dennis, we've just seen these three stages of eating presented, culminating in the enjoyment of the hidden manna. We really need a good understanding of the features of the tabernacle. Dennis, we've talked about this before, but it's a very helpful review because it's such a graphic and helpful picture. Where do we see these three stages represented in the tabernacle?
Well, it's marvelous to see that the tabernacle is not just an Old Testament story, but the tabernacle really reveals to us the experience of this Christ. And the marvelous thing in this tabernacle is that the tabernacle, according to the life study of Hebrews today that we are discussing, speaks about the three stages of eating. We all know, of course we have talked about it in the past, that the tabernacle has three sections. And in each section we see a particular type of eating. In the first section, it's called the outer court, where we have the brass altar. We can see there that sacrifices were offered there. The sacrifices represent the objective or the most outward type of eating. Then as we progress further, we go to the holy place. This is a more deeper experience of eating. And in this stage of the tabernacle, the second stage, the holy place, we see the showbread table in which the priest could partake of the bread there on the table. But that was not the final stage. The third stage in the tabernacle is the stage of the Holy of Holies. And in the Holy of Holies, we see the hidden manna. But the hidden manna was not just in the Holy of Holies there. It was hidden in the Holy of Holies. In fact, it was in the ark. The ark was there in the Holy of Holies. Then inside the ark was the golden pot. Inside the golden pot was the hidden manna. We can see that the third stage in the Holy of Holies, we see another type of eating, and this is the eating of the hidden manna. So not only do we see Christ as the sacrifices in the outer court, we also see Christ as the bread in the holy place. But thirdly, consummately, we see Christ as the hidden manna in the Holy of Holies. So the three sections of the tabernacle there represent the three stages of the eating. We see this marvelous picture here in Hebrews.
Dennis, this is such a marvelous and graphic picture. I know for our listeners who have been following faithfully, they've heard many references to the tabernacle. There may not be a better picture really in the New Testament for us to get a hold of and really understand these aspects of our progressive enjoyment of Christ.
I agree with you. I really agree with you. It's such a marvelous picture. We have to see that the tabernacle is not just an Old Testament story that is something ancient that has nothing to do with us today. Absolutely not. No, the Old Testament tabernacle shows us a real picture of our experience and enjoyment of Christ.
We're going to see this picture developed a little more clearly and carefully in this final section as we look much more closely at the place where this hidden manna is hidden. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
What is the hidden manna? Revelation 2:17 says, the Lord will give us the hidden manna to eat. Then Colossians 3:4 says, our life is hid in God with Christ. Now, Christ is hidden in God. And we are also hidden in God. You have to know that the hidden manna is hidden in the golden pot. This means the top portion of Christ is hidden in the divine nature. It is hidden in the divine nature, in the golden part. And where's the divine nature? The divine nature, the golden part, is in the ark. And the ark is just Christ. And this ark today is in our spirit, where the Holy of Holies is. In our spirit, we have the Holy of Holies. And in the Holy of Holies, we have Christ the ark. And within Christ the ark, we have the golden part, the divine nature. And this hidden manna is right here within the divine nature. Now we come to this part to know what is the hidden manna. That is Christ as our special portion of food in the divine nature. When you get to the spot where you touch the golden pot, you are absolutely outside of the world, outside of yourself, and outside of your natural man. You are absolutely touching the divine nature. It is in this divine nature that you participate in the hidden manna. Then you experience something finer. Then you become so close to God, so intimate with God. And not only so, gradually, if not often, at least sometimes, you are so close to God. You are just beyond the world. You are beyond yourself. You are even beyond your natural being. You are just another person with God in His nature. And there you touch the divine nature. You touch the golden pot. And it is then, and it is there that you enjoy the hidden manna. You enjoy Christ as your hidden portion of the divine food. We are not dealing a Christ on the altar. Neither we are dealing a Christ on the show table. But now we are enjoying a Christ, not even on the ark, but within the ark. And within the ark contained in the golden pot. And here we stay beyond the world, beyond all kind of situation, beyond ourselves, beyond our natural being. We are just touching the golden pot. We are touching the divine nature. We are partakers of the divine nature. I tell you, I got to know this verse, verse 4 of 2 Peter chapter 1, years. I got the doctrine. But I tell you, unless you are here touching the golden pot, it would be difficult for you to partake the divine nature. The divine nature is here with the golden pot in the ark. When we are beyond, far beyond the world, beyond all the situations, even beyond ourselves, we are here touching the golden pot, the divine nature. It is in this golden pot, in this divine nature, our portion of hidden manna is our enjoyment. It is here we enjoy the hidden Christ who is hid in God with us, and we are hid in God with Him. Christ hidden in God, I tell you, this is the hidden man in the golden pot.
Well, Brother Dennis, I love this portion very much, especially connecting these two wonderful verses, Colossians 3:4 and then 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Christ Himself is our hidden place, Dennis. It's there that we can hide from the world, the situations, and all the things that occupy and fill us with anxiety. Practically, Dennis, how do we experience Christ in this hidden, intimate place?
Well, Chris, you mentioned that Christ Himself is our hidden place, and we can see in the picture of the tabernacle that the hidden place is the innermost part of the tabernacle, which is the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies today, in reality, in experience, is just our spirit. Our spirit is the very hidden place. Colossians 3:4 says our life is hidden with Christ in God. Where is that spot? Where is our life hidden with Christ and God? That is not in our body, that is not in our soul, but it is only in our spirit. And this very hidden place is our spirit. So the very spot that we enjoy the hidden manna, that we experience Christ, that we eat Christ, is our spirit. When we contact, when we eat Christ as the hidden manna in our spirit, we actually enjoy not just Christ in a general way, but Christ in God's divine nature. How do we know that? We know that because the manna was hidden in a golden pot, not in a silver pot, not in a bronze pot. Gold from the Bible represents the divine nature of God. So where is Christ today? Christ is in the divine nature of God. When we experience and enjoy this Christ, we participate in the divine nature of God. 2 Peter 1:4 brings us out that we are actually partakers of the divine nature. What a marvel that man, that we human beings can partake of God's divine nature. This is tremendous. This is outstanding. This is extraordinary that human beings can partake of God, where the very secret, the very spot is in our human spirit. And how do we get saved? The situation, the world today, we are filled with anxiety. The only way to be saved from the situation, saved from the anxiety, saved from all the things that bother us today, is to find this very spot, which is our human spirit, where we see that Christ is hidden there and we can enjoy Him as the hidden manna. When we eat Christ as the hidden manna in our spirit, What happens? Our situation may not change, but we change. How do we change? Why do we change? We change because we partake of Christ. And in this sense, this brings us into a very sweet, intimate relationship and experience with God. Our God doesn't want to remain distant. He doesn't want to remain objective. He doesn't want to remain far away. He wants to be so close, intimate, affectionate, and personal with man. And the very meeting place of God and man is located right in our spirit. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Dennis, thank you very much. I would like to tell you that for your first time with us, it was a great and genuine enjoyment for me, and I believe also for our listeners today. So I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you if you'll come back again.
Well, if you want me to, I'd be more than happy to.
We do want you, and we will look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again. Thank you very much for listening.